Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Navanita Adhikari Srivastav with the World News. The headlines. Iran describes ongoing tensions with US and Israel as state of no war, no peace, highlights long-standing ties with India. 7 persons killed in Israeli airstrikes on southern Lebanon. Germany calls on Europe to strengthen its defenses as US announces withdrawal of 5,000 soldiers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar leaving on three-nation visit to Jamaica, Suriname and Trinidad and Tobago tonight. And BCCI announces Indian squad for Women's T20 Cricket World Cup. Representative of Iran's supreme leader in India, Abdul Majid Hakim Ilahi, today characterized the ongoing tensions between Iran and the Israel-US alliance as a state of no war, no peace. Speaking at a press conference in Bengaluru, Mr. Ilahi said Iran did not want the conflict but was compelled to respond amid continued attacks, even as negotiations were expected to continue.
Iran didn't want this war, but Iran was forced by the war. And several times Iran tried to be avoided from this war and offered a lot to them. Iran started negotiating with them, and they started negotiation in Oman, and all delegations announced that the negotiation was successful. They had a lot of progress and achievements, and they're supposed to continue the negotiation, but unfortunately, suddenly they attacked Iran.
Mr. Ilahi also highlighted Iran's long-standing ties with India, describing it as a great country that Iran deeply respects. He emphasized that the two nations shared history spanning over 5,000 years, rooted in education, philosophy, culture, civilization, and economic ties.
India is a very great country, and we respect India and Indians. We have 5,000 years relationship and friendship with Iran. Iran connected to India by education, by philosophy, by cultural, by civilization, and by economy.
A Marshall Islands flagged LPG carrier MT Sarvashakti carrying 46,313 metric tons of LPG Indian cargo with 20 crew members on board, including 18 Indians, safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz today. Official sources said it is expected to arrive at Vishakhapatnam on 13th of this month. In southern Lebanon, 7 persons have been killed and 7 others injured in Israeli airstrikes as clashes between Israel and Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah continued despite an existing ceasefire. According to Lebanon's state news agency, one airstrike hit a car, killing 2 people, while another struck a house, leaving 3 dead. A separate strike in the village of Shokin reportedly killed 2 more. Meanwhile, Hezbollah said it launched a drone attack targeting Israeli troops gathered inside a house in the coastal village of Baith. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius today said that a planned US troop reduction in Germany should push Europe to strengthen its own defenses. His remarks follows an announcement by the Pentagon yesterday that the United States would withdraw 5,000 soldiers from Germany as tensions over the Iran conflict and trade tariffs further strain US-Europe relations. The US military presence in Germany began after World War II and peaked during the Cold War in 1960s, when hundreds of thousands of American troops were stationed there to counter the Soviet Union. The US carrier Spirit Airlines, known for its budget-friendly fares, has announced that it is ceasing operations effective immediately due to mounting financial difficulties and rising fuel prices amid the conflict in West Asia. The airline confirmed that all flights have been cancelled and said that it would issue refunds to all customers with existing tickets. Spirit's sudden shutdown has sent shockwaves through the aviation industry in the US and left thousands of passengers stranded. US President Donald Trump said he will raise tariffs on imports of cars and trucks from the European Union to 25%, escalating sharp trade tensions with Brazil. Mr. Trump accused the EU of failing to comply with a trade agreement, though he did not specify the violations, and urged European automakers to move production to the United States. Ghana has rejected a US proposed health agreement over data privacy concerns and is seeking a new agreement, said an official. A State Department spokesperson said the US is seeking to strengthen ties with Ghana but does not disclose details of bilateral negotiations. The deal was part of broader US health funding agreements with more than 30 African countries under a new America First global health approach. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is leaving on a three-nation visit to Jamaica, Suriname and Trinidad and Tobago tonight, which will continue till 10th of this month. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet with the leadership of the three countries. We have a report.
The discussions with his counterparts will cover the entire gamut of bilateral relations, as well as regional and global issues of mutual interest. The visit is envisaged to continue the momentum of India's political engagements with Jamaica, Suriname and Trinidad and Tobago, and boost the long-standing and friendly relations with these countries, reflecting mutual commitment to South-South cooperation and development. These countries share a special connection with India owing to the presence of Girmitia community. Dr. Jaishankar is also expected to have bilateral engagements and interactions with prominent leaders of businesses and members of the Indian community in these countries. Valsa Williams for World News.
In Kenya, 10 people have been killed after heavy rains triggered flooding and landslides across multiple regions. The Kenya National Highways Authority said transport was disrupted after a landslide blocked the Iten-Kabarnet Road near Kolol. Separately, the government has also placed the lower Tana River basin on high alert due to rising water levels from upstream rainfall. The United Nations Committee Against Torture has expressed serious concern over Pakistan's mass deportation of Afghan refugees, including children, following the 2023 illegal foreigners repatriation plan. The committee also called for a thorough investigation into allegations of police abuse against Afghan refugees and said those responsible should face disciplinary or criminal action. Four-time Italian Paralympic gold medalist and former Formula One driver Alex Zanardi has died. He was 59. Italian Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni hailed Zanardi as a great champion and an extraordinary man. Born in Bologna, Zanardi had a major crash in 2001, resulted in both of his legs being amputated. The racing legend recovered from his life-changing operation to become a Paralympic champion, firstly competing in the London Games in 2012 and claiming two gold medals in the paracycling category before two more followed in Rio de Janeiro 4 years later. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, today announced the Indian women's squad for the ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2026. Harmanpreet Kaur will lead the side, with Smriti Mandhana named as vice-captain. The tournament will be hosted by England, beginning on 12th June, with the final scheduled at Lord's Cricket Ground on 5th July. India have been placed in Group 1 alongside Australia, South Africa, Pakistan, Bangladesh and the Netherlands. The women in blue will open their campaign against Pakistan at Edgebud on 14th of June. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Iran describes ongoing tensions with US and Israel as state of no war, no peace. Highlights long-standing ties with India. 7 people killed in Israeli airstrikes on southern Lebanon. Germany calls on Europe to strengthen its defenses as US announces withdrawal of 5,000 soldiers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar leaving on three-nation visit to Jamaica, Suriname and Trinidad and Tobago tonight. And BCCI announces Indian squad for Women's T20 Cricket World Cup. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.